Welcome to the Nearly Coherent Podcast, episode one. Again, I'm Ed.
I'm Jeff.
And I'm Dave.
And hey. Dave nearly licked my face doing that.
Hey-o.
I'm not complaining. How you doing, Jeff?
Welcome back. I'm doing good. I am doing good.
Like those new headphones?
Loving them.
Look good on you.
Thanks, buddy.
Dave, you got some old crusty-ass headphones?
Yeah, I lost my headphones, so I'm using the studio-provided headphones, which, as Ed pointed out, they are like Southwest Airlines Coach Edition.
Yeah.
Real delightful.
They look like the type of headphones that my grandfather would plug into a fucking phonograph.
It's true. So, Jeff.
What's up, buddy?
Nothing.
How have you been?
Good.
Hanging in there?
Yeah, you know, crushing it.
Yeah.
Excited to start this off from the beginning again since, 41 previous episodes, about 15, 20 minutes of total jokes that worked. I figured, a good clean break was a good idea.
Yeah, I think so.
And it gives us a chance
It was a good 11-month practice run or whatever it was. 10-month?
Yeah, it was 11. It was 11
it
months.
It was 11?
Yeah, yeah. It was a good time. To the point of where, even Dave didn't want to listen anymore.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, to be fair, he does have to listen to every episode like four times, so I can kind of guess why it'd be a little over it. What are you smugly smiling for, you little weirdo?
Because I have some exciting stories.
Oh, sweet Jesus. We're redoing the show and you're coming with your bullshit news?
Listen.
We're going to have to relaunch this in like two more weeks now.
Yeah, listen.
Shit.
It's a new year, all right? 2016 is over.
With the new year, I figured I'd come up with stories that really affect American lives.
All right, that's good. Because I will tell you that your stories were the worst thing that happened in 2016.
I don't think so.
It's true. But it's truth.
Both of my grandparents died in 2016. And yes, Dave, that was the worst thing that happened in 2016.
See? You see?
Yikes. That's brutal. I'll try to do better. I can't promise anything week one, but
Lay it on us. Let's hear what you have to say.
Well, I mean, I got two stories.
Oh, God.
Yeah. Are you ready for this?
I guess so.
So I think before we get into the stories, though, a little musical interlude just to hold the people in suspense would be a good idea.
Yeah, give them a quick break before they want to blow their brains out, I guess makes sense.
Go find another podcast quickly. You have 35 seconds.
I think the two people that didn't run away from Dave's story are back now. So,
yeah. Well,
lay it on us, Dave.
Thanks.
What's the nonsense you've got now?
Okay. Well, this one's a real feel good story, but I have to open it up with a question. What's the mainly to Jeff for reasons that you'll understand after I ask the question? What's the longest that you've ever gone without speaking to your wife while married?
Oh, man.
Otherwise, she wouldn't be your wife, clearly.
Probably only a couple of, in a fight?
Yeah, you got a disagreement, and you need to cool off. What's the longest you've ever gone without talking to her?
Not long, hour.
An hour?
Yeah.
Oh. To be fair, Jeff does love the sound of his own voice, so I think not talking would be worse than, continuing
true.
A fight.
Yeah.
Now, if you ask me how long have I gone without listening to my wife, it's been about... we were married almost 10 years, so...
About nine years.
Yeah, about that.
Okay.
A little over nine and a half, about 9.5 years.
Okay. So there's a couple. I'm going to butcher their names because I don't know how to say their names.
Great.
I'm going to call him O2, and I'm going to call her Katayama Yumi.
You definitely nailed that, Dave.
I figured that. The reason I know O2 is the husband is because the next line says husband O2. So
Good clarification.
Yeah. Fun fact.
Reading comprehension skills are off the charts, Dave.
Nailing it. Nailing it in 2017. So O2 felt that his wife's attention had been kind of straying towards their newborn child. So he got a little jealous.
Of his own child.
Of his own child.
That's a little stage like 12 clinger right there. That's impressive.
Now he got so jealous. Now I'm a jealous type, definitely. Like you guys right now are cuddling. I'm already feeling a little jealous, not gonna lie.
As you should.
Yeah.
This is great. Jeff's being big spoon for me right now. I love it.
He looks comfy, not gonna lie. I know Ed always gets the cred for being the comfy cuddler, but
he's a great cuddler.
Anyway, let's get to the story. O2, due to this jealousy, did not speak to his wife. Continued to live with them, with his wife and the son, but did not speak to her for 20 years.
Sweet Jesus.
Holy shit, are you serious?
Every time
20
that
years?
Every time that she would speak to him, he would just grunt at her and just walk away.
Wow. That's impressive.
So the son, now about 20 years old, writes to a news station, a TV show, like a local TV show, about this whole thing. And they set up a meeting between his mother and father. Now, they live together. So living together didn't make them talk. But the son decides they're going to put him on TV, and that'll make them talk to each other. Now, this could go one of two ways.
As Maury Povich has taught us time and time again.
So he has them meet at the park where they had their first date. I know, everybody. Aww.
How did he know where it was?
I don't know.
The dad's not talking. Did he
you know what? I looked into that, and I got nothing. The dad's not talking. I assume the mother told him.
Okay.
Maybe a grandmother. Who knows?
Makes sense.
Makes sense.
Found it on Wikipedia.
Yeah, okay. Exactly. So he asked the TV show to help him out. The camera crews go, and they arrange this meeting, and it worked. They are now talking.
Wow.
Yeah.
Let that be a lesson to you. If your relationship's going terribly, just stop talking and then go on a television program.
Yeah, the emotional children, they wept. The child wept as their parents, as his parents spoke for the first time in front of him.
That is fucking crazy.
Right?
I bet you that's fake, though.
No.
Come on.
No.
You don't talk to him for 20 years, then all of a sudden you're on the news and you're feeling chatty? Come on, the fuck out of here.
I don't know. I put a mic in front of you, and all of a sudden you guys got chatty, so.
To be fair, we don't stop talking no matter what's going on.
It's true. Yeah. It's true. Unless I mute your asses.
I haven't shut up in 33 years. I don't plan on starting now.
Yeah, it's true. But yeah, so yeah, 20 years, no talking.
Now, are we sure that the kid was crying because his parents were talking, or did he just hear his father's voice for the first time and he sounded like what you'd imagine Alfred E. Newman sounds like? Like, oh, hello! Like, oh, Dad! Oh, no!
People were better when you were quiet.
Now, you sound like you got kicked in the balls and took helium all at the same time. What's happening here?
Now, the story doesn't really go into... Now, I tried to watch the video, but it's all in Chinese or Japanese. Yeah, it's Japanese.
Or dirty knees, or look at these, you racist...
Yeah, well, you know what? It's 2017. I want to turn over a new leaf. It didn't last very long. Resolutions don't last long. Mine lasted about what? What day is it?
The 9th.
The 9th. It lasted the 9th. So anyway, so it doesn't say whether or not the father spoke to the son.
I bet he doesn't now.
I'm assuming
he's going to be
not.
So pissed that he got put on the spot. He's going to be like, now you're screwed for 20 years,
you're
kid.
Done.
You're out of the will and you don't get to hear my dulcet tones.
So, my second story, if it's okay that I go into a second story.
Hang on.
Are you guys ready for this?
Let's talk for a second. Are you good?
That wasn't that bad.
Yeah. Well, this one
at least it was quick.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, it's quick. This one was also quick.
It's like sex with Dave. It's kind of terrible, but over very quickly, so it's okay.
Exactly. Very efficient. My efficiency rating is, like, easily the best in the region.
Yeah, it's true.
Anyway, so this one really, really attacks the hearts of, I think, Ed. You have multiple hearts now.
It's true. I've got two. I'm like a Time Lord.
This one really attacks your heart and a lot of people in America right now.
Okay.
Obviously, it's the Chinese New Year coming up soon.
Obviously.
Yeah, and Americans care about that deeply.
Mm-hmm. It's my favorite holiday.
Now, if you didn't know, like, Jeff, around the holiday season, you had a really, really cool blow-up T-Rex in front of your house that moved its head. It was awesome, right?
Yep, yep.
It was a cool holiday decoration. You see people with, like, 25-foot-tall Santa Clauses. Mm-hmm. Those are creepy.
They give Dave nightmares.
They do.
It's horrible.
So there's a... For in China, they decorate like that for their Chinese New Year. People put lawn ornaments on, you know, in front of their houses.
Did anyone think he just said law and order?
Yeah. SVU.
in the criminal justice system, there are multiple animals that represent the New Year. These are their stories. Thump, thump.
So a Chinese factory, this is the headline. A Chinese factory is hatching giant inflatable chickens resembling... No one else but President-elect Donald Trump.
Oh, man, they're turning him into a big cock.
Yes, they are.
I love it.
If you didn't know, we are going into the year of the rooster.
Obviously going to be the greatest year of my life because there's going to be so many cock jokes.
So many. This is a 16-foot-tall rooster with Donald Trump's... what's the best word for it?
Bouffant.
Updo,
perhaps?
Yes. And
Hermit?
Yeah. It's...
Cotton candy piss head?
I'm going to show the peanut gallery here a picture of what this Donald Trump rooster chicken thing looks like.
That's far better quality than anything he's ever produced in his life.
It's true.
Ed has never wanted to be Chinese more than he does right now.
Like, I just feel like this is really, like America-centric here.
That's phenomenal. That's good work.
Right?
I mean, after it's all said and done, you can sell that to restaurants and, you know, that serve chicken and be like, come get...
I thought you were going to say you could sell that to Russia.
No, I think I'm pretty sure they've already bought their Donald Trump.
Nailed it.
Trump's gonna buy those and open up a chain of fucking chicken joints after this.
But yeah, that's the stories I got for today.
That's shockingly good, Dave.
Yeah, I did pretty well today.
Wow. You got nothing on like the tomato famine in East Kuala Lumpur or something?
Not yet. I'm sure those news bites will come. The year has just started, sir.
I'm telling you, that one was well received. People actually took that as fucking informative.
I don't know why.
They took that as informative, man.
Nothing better than referring episodes that aren't on the internet anymore. Good times. So how are you doing, Jeff? You bring anything to the table today?
Nope. Like always.
Negative.
I did not.
All right, that's cool.
What about you?
Well, kind of excited today.
Why is that?
It's the 10th anniversary of the announcement of the iPhone.
Today?
Today, which for people that are listening to this was yesterday.
Wait, it's the of the announcement?
Yes.
So it's the 10th anniversary of when they said there'd be an iPhone?
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Yeah, when they had the... best Apple event of all time, and every other one has paled in comparison. So beautiful.
What, shit, I don't even remember it. I was probably using a Palm Treo back then.
Yeah, I was rocking a Motorola Razr like a boss on Verizon. Got 3 hours of battery life. Mm-mm, so good.
Kind of love that Razr.
What did you have, Dave?
I had, do you remember the Sony Ericsson, the one where you had the interchangeable, like, faces?
Yes,
that, like, turned, like, it, like, did, like, the 360 thing and, like,
yes.
Spun around? Yeah, I was rocking that on T-Mobile, I believe.
Oh, that was back when T-Mobile was worse than Sprint.
You know what? I got to tell you, I don't have a fucking clue what I had. I don't have a clue what phone I was using at this 10 years ago.
I'm pretty sure that you did have a Palm. Because I remember you being, because I had serious smartphone envy.
Yeah?
Everybody, yeah. And I think you were one of the ones.
I was getting a new cell phone like every 3 weeks back then.
Yeah.
Those are the good old days of try before you buy at Best Buy.
It's good times. Hey, intern, what kind of phone did you have back then? By the way, everybody, we've got an intern now. I don't know what her name is. I think it's like Clarissa or something. But what did you have? Explain it all to us.
I had a navy blue and silver Verizon Motorola phone that didn't have texting because I got kicked out of my social studies class for texting too much.
Wow.
Mr. Medeiros.
Wow.
No idea who that is.
No. That is... kicked out of social. So, oh, that's cool. That just reminds me how old we all are. That's good. Thanks.
Yeah, I was working a full-time job at an electronics retailer. Well, you were in social studies class. Yeah. Great.
We were what you call really crushing it. Yeah, living that dream. Must be 10 years now. 10 years since the porn industry has been revolutionized. Now Dave can drive around wherever he wants and just crank it like a monkey in a mango tree.
I like the graphic that shows the size of phone screens and how they get smaller and smaller and smaller until they realize that you could watch porn on a phone screen until they get bigger and bigger until this you have like a 5.5-inch screen on you at all times.
Yeah. Well, how else are you going to fit both boobs into it?
No, listen, I'm not saying it was a bad idea.
Nah, it was a great idea. Dave, what's your favorite porn to watch while you're driving?
Oh, man, you put me on the spot. You can go with, like, transportation themed, like, you know, things on a train, you know.
You mean, like, running a train? Is that what you're talking about?
I mean, if you want.
Running a train on a train?
That's really...
I think Amtrak has a new slogan to work out here.
There is a
the Midnight
porn
Express
name.
Where you run a train
yes.
on a train.
You know, and then you got the whole, like, the bus idea. Mm. You know, you can just run through all of those. And when you get done with those, I don't know, go to space or something.
Outer space?
Do they have space station porn yet, Dave?
I'm sure they do. The Russians run it, right?
Yeah,
that's
true.
Probably true, yeah.
Go to space is Dave's porn recommendation.
Zero G titties.
So, what about the... That's actually... Yeah.
Right?
It's a good idea.
Revolutionary over here.
What,
I'm the Steve Jobs of boobies.
What happened, like, with that first announcement? What yeah. was the... I don't even remember what the iPhone could do. Was there... There was, like, three fucking apps back then, wasn't there?
There was. Yeah, but it was... the whole thing was he was introducing a new phone, a widescreen, touchscreen video iPod, and an internet communications device, which was like, I think he was expecting everyone to get really excited about that one. And everyone was like, widescreen iPod, woo! A phone, yeah! Internet communications device. Well, okay. And then they kept on flipping through it constantly. And they're like, do you get it? It's all one thing. We're calling it iPhone, and here's my nipples. Tweak.
That's my favorite. That's the highlight of that of that conference.
Yeah, Steve Jobs tweaking the nips.
What the fuck is an internet communications device?
He was referring to email.
Wow.
Yeah.
He's saying that like email didn't exist for a long time at that point.
Yeah.
Even my fucking mom had email at that point.
Yeah. My mom still has the same email address on AOL. Because
AOL.
Because apparently I live in hell.
used to love when the new disc would get mailed to the house. Oh, shit. Got to install 6.0 so that it's ready to go next week.
But if you think back with email being so important, BlackBerry was their biggest competitor. And, like, email on a BlackBerry was the thing. So I don't know that it's that crazy to be, like, gloating that you have email on your phone.
I don't think it was the fact that it was crazy to say that you had email on your phone. It was more that you were referring to email as internet communications. I mean, like, I get that it was also probably the fact that it was the first time you had an actual browser on a phone instead of that bullshit WAP browser that charged you $5,000 for 30 seconds.
Oh, yeah.
Where you had to kill
that
a hobo, sell his
so
kidney
slow.
So that you could go check your Hotmail.
HOTMALE.com, by the way.
What, didn't everyone have an address there? Come on now.
My friend Chad did, that's for sure. Shout out. So nothing like inside jokes and visual references.
Yeah.
Is this our I know this is episode one, but did we have to try our best to go back to making, like, this is the first fucking time we've ever done one of these?
Yes.
All right.
Yes, we did.
No, it's good. It's good.
I mean, we are back in the original studio with two mics.
Yeah.
Except you guys are sharing, which is kind of nice.
And not only are we sharing, but we didn't wait four episodes to let Dave talk, which is probably the best thing we did in the first run.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
I tried to convince you guys to go back to it. You guys shot me down.
I put your name in the Twitter handle, man. I don't want to edit that again.
Oh, he's on it.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, that was because that was during the time when you guys were having a Twitter dick measuring competition of who's going to have more followers. That Dave just ran you like a bitch.
By the way, I was never having that competition. I knew fucking for a fact that I wasn't winning that one.
I kind of flatlined, so you could easily have caught up to me at this point.
I don't think I have a single new follower since.
Okay, never mind then.
I thought you didn't even remember your Twitter password, to be perfectly honest with you.
You know what? That's true. I upgraded my phone. I don't think I've been on Twitter since I upgraded it. Don't even remember what the email address associated with it is to recover the fucking password. Fuck it. Who cares? I sucked at Twitter anyway. What about the holidays? What'd you guys do? How did it go?
I was asleep by 12:01 on New Year's Eve, which is pretty great.
Awesome.
Yeah, I was a real party animal that night.
I believe I told you.
I was just asking Ed.
Well, I'm answering you, damn it.
I took your mic away. All right, now I'm giving it back.
What about New Year's? Were you with your lady?
Did you propose?
What are you doing?
Come on, man.
Have you learned nothing? Are you trying to be single and lonely? Are you actively trying to chase away the only woman left that would show any interest in you?
The only good thing you have in life, and you're not locking that down, you either got to propose or get her pregnant. That's the two things that you have left, Dave.
And I don't think I have the capability of doing either, so.
That's not true. I mean, it's, you know, billions of little fellas in the 12, 13 seconds that it would take you, so, you know, it's fine. If you didn't waste it all on watching porn on a bus or whatever it was.
Yeah.
Maybe watch a little less space. Actually, don't watch less space station porn. Watch more. That's what America needs to heal.
Maybe you could dig up one of those crusty socks from the bottom of the hamper and give them a pep talk and see if you can get them back in the fight.
Yeah, there's no amount of fabric softener that'll fix that issue.
She's going to be real confused when you start throwing socks at her crotch. She's going to be like, go! Go, fellas!
It's a hand puppet show. Yeah. So.
No, but I didn't lock it down.
So the holidays.
I didn't lock it down over the holiday season.
Were you with her on New Year's?
I was.
Okay. Did you kiss her at 12 midnight?
I did kiss her at midnight. Made sure to. Yep. We went and got some mussels. Not at the gym or anything like that. That'd be ridiculous.
Right.
The seafood. Because that's, you know, what we do. And then we cracked open a special bottle of beer. Because neither of us are too into champagne.
Bud Light?
Oh, absolutely, yes.
Good.
Oh, yeah. Not to be a beer snob, but no, Rodenbach. Very delicious. It's kind of bubbly, so.
Okay.
Yeah.
I had sparkling cider.
Fancy.
Because I was away with the family, and it was a family place, so they served everyone sparkling cider.
Mm.
Now, it was also, like, 9 drinks deep at that point, so it didn't.
Gotcha.
Didn't really
matter.
Didn't really matter.
Now, I got a question. I know you were giving your children a special trip of some sorts.
Yeah, that's.
Was that transaction completed?
It was.
How'd that go?
It was good.
Good.
It was a success.
When are you going? And where are you going?
We went. Well,
there you go.
we went.
Done.
Okay. We went. Oh, that's where we were for New Year's.
All right, there you go.
So, and it went very well. And then my daughter tried to. My daughter did not want to leave. You muted. What are you doing? So, real quick, these fellas just went to move the microphone, and it attacked Ed. So, let me get back. It wanted
to make out with me. It was just jumping me.
We stayed there for 3 nights, and we were leaving on the 4th day. My daughter did not want to go, and was crying and was telling us how she didn't want to go and all of this, and we're like, no. I'm like, sweetheart, we gotta leave. This sociopath fucking ends up telling me that she doesn't want to go back because she doesn't want to go to school. And I'm thinking, all right, of course she doesn't. Nobody wants to go to school. So she goes, I don't want to go because none of the kids at school will play with me. And I almost started to cry in the lobby of the Great Wolf Lodge. And I'm like, Teresa, unpack. We're staying here forever. And she's like, why? I'm like, Juliana just said that nobody in school wants to play with her. And she's like, she's fucking lying. She told me that last week when she got in trouble. I'm like, oh my God. I'm like, these kids are lunatics.
Congratulations, you're raising baby Dexter.
Yeah,
she's going to end up being a serial killer.
Oh yeah, she is definitely a fucking sociopath. Absolutely.
It's good to know that you're really easily manipulated by her, though.
Oh, that's good. So easily, too. Yeah. So easily. It's crazy. But, yeah, so that was my, it was good. It was a good couple of weeks there. But now, unfortunately, it's back to the real world.
Ugh. Real world's stupid.
Yeah.
It's all just go stay at the Great Wolf Lodge. They got the indoor water park there, don't they?
Yep. Yes,
cool,
they do.
Let's go.
It was a lot of fun. And I was able to go a whole weekend without being called DJ Khaled once. Or Khaled, or whatever the fuck, however you pronounce it.
Khaled. It's Khaled.
Yeah. Although now he's got a TurboTax commercial.
Yeah.
And every time it comes on, my son's like, Dad, is that the one they say is you? And I'm like, yeah, buddy, that's that's him. Why don't you go to bed?
To be fair, DJ Khaled is tearing it up right now. So
he is.
You know, if you can just rip off a little bit of his success, probably.
Oh, I would take it.
It'd be great. It'd be phenomenal.
I don't have any of his talent, though.
I mean, you got his beard. That takes some talent.
Yeah, that's true. I've cut mine down. His is still going strong.
Yeah. Dave's beard's flowing like ZZ Top over here. See, it's funny because he doesn't have one, and you can't see that because this is, again, audio, not video.
Yeah.
I'm good at this game.
I was just going to ask Dave about his beard, and then I realized that not only do I not want to talk about it, but I'm sure nobody wants to listen to it.
I can't grow a beard.
Nah.
No. It grows in patches, very distinct patches.
You should do it.
So I get like two circles at the corners of my chin.
Which one?
What's that?
Nothing.
You just made a fat joke. That,
yes,
that
I
was
did.
Good. That was good. I didn't catch it I at did. First. But
the fattest guy in here just made a fat joke at your expense.
Cool.
So are we out of topics? Do we have more topics?
I think more importantly, we're out of time. We need to...
we need to skedaddle out of here.
We need to close this up. So unless you got something, Jeff.
I didn't have anything to begin with.
Good note. Dave?
Nope, I kind of ran through all my stories in the first 10 minutes.
Mm. Aloysius, the little intern over there? I don't know what your name
just
is.
Just give me a thumbs up, thumbs down if you got anything.
Yeah, it was a thumbs down. She's got nothing.
All right, cool.
Just so everybody knows, she had to think about which way was thumbs up and which way was thumbs down for a second.
That makes me feel good about myself.
We hire nothing but the best here at Nearly Coherence, as you could tell from Dave. I guess that's, I'm sorry, Dave, you look sad now.
Yeah, I'm a little sad. I mean, I went an entire episode almost with no real digs at me, and I was feeling good about myself. Two solid stories.
Well, I can't one, have,
one
I can't have
fat
that.
One joke, but I mean, that's fine.
Yeah.
I do have 8,000 chins. It's fine.
It's only 799.
goals for 2017.
Did we not make digs at him? I feel like we did the whole time.
Really?
Is he just not getting them anymore?
You got to keep in mind, he didn't catch the idea of what the double chin joke was. So obviously, over the joyous holiday season, Dave just became dumber. Oh. So,
hey.
Good for us.
It's good for me, too, because you know it's going to keep my my emotions in check, you know? Because I won't get so low as I did in previous season.
Now, if you get happier... Jeff's about to lick the microphone. If you get happier, does that mean you're going to finally put a ring on it, man?
No promises made.
Come on.
No promises
Stop
made.
Stop being
Zero.
An idiot.
Zero. Zero promises made.
Before she runs away and realizes what a mistake she's made. Dave, come on.
Yeah, well, if she hasn't done that already, I mean, I'm just testing, you know?
I'm getting close to rooting for her to dump you. I'm getting dangerously close.
All right, and that hurts. That really does hurt. Really.
Jeff, you can't.
Shots fired.
Jeff, you can't.
I get that one.
You can't do that because then he's going to be inconsolable and will not edit our podcast. I can't have that.
And those stories are going to get depressing.
Oh my God. maybe he'll be lonely. It'll be something to do.
He's just going to come in and sob about bananas all day.
I'm going to just come in here and just start telling Tinder stories. It's going to be terrible. You don't want that. No one wants to hear about someone else's online dating. I call them exploits, but I mean, we know that's not going to happen.
I just want to know how many times you get swiped left on. Is that the right
way? Is that the right way? Wait, which way is a good way? I don't know. Left is good or right is good? Intern?
Right's good.
Yeah, so, yeah. Left. Yeah, yeah, left. More than.
Yeah. Nailed it.
Good job, guys.
Can't use Twitter, but I know how to use Tinder.
Good to know from the married man. Yeah.
Been married longer than Tinder's been around.
Now, I heard a comment from the audience.
Yeah.
What was that about Tinder?
I swiped right for Dave.
Wow.
And I'm sure some of our audience did too.
Hunchbacks and Dave? You just really are nailing it in the relationship game.
Don't forget about Donkey Boy.
Yes, we here are HR professionals at Nearly Coherent, and the first thing
to be fair, Jeff is our HR representative.
The first thing that we did upon hiring this intern is we got her entire dating history, and now are publicly shaming her for her dating history.
I mean, in fairness, that one kid looked like a fucking Donkey Boy.